In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So Michelle and I had an amazing and glorious time out in Washington State this past week. First couple of days we were in Seattle, and then the lion's share of our time we spent hiking in the Cascade Mountains. We saw the mountains, of course. We hiked next to rivers, streams, and waterfalls, took trails to mountain lakes. And by the way, you would not believe how cold mountain blue water is, even on a 90-degree day in the middle of August. That water is in the mid-30s coming off of a snow melt that still hasn't melted all the way yet. And then, of course, there's the trees. Now, our white pines around here are big, but those cedars and the redwoods and the firs, they're enormous even by comparison. It would take 10 grown men joining arms to encircle the trunk of some of those trees. And those particularly large trees are old. They're 700, 1200, even 2000 years old. So we're hiking through a grove of giant cedars and come across a row of seven ginormous trees, each one over 1,000 years old. And what made this row of trees particularly interesting is they were in a perfectly straight line. Perfectly straight line. Seven giant trees exactly in a row. You could have marked an airport runway how straight those trees were. It was so very curious how and why they grew like that. Now, fortunately, the Parks Department put a little sign there explaining how that happened. Underneath the soil some 1,200 years previous, a previous cedar tree had died and fallen over. And from its decomposing trunk, this new generation of trees found the perfect nourishment and grew in an exact straight line following the line of that trunk. Absolutely amazing. So keep that thought in mind, if you will, and we'll get back to those trees growing out of a fallen trunk in just a minute. This week in the church, we are celebrating the great feast of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary, the falling asleep of the All-Holy Mother of God. Dormition literally means to sleep or to fall asleep. I think we should first affirm that Mary, the Lord's mother, did indeed die. Just like everyone else, Mary was born into the world with a physical body, which is mortal. Now, as beautiful and sacred and wonderful as the human body is, it, of course, grows old. It wears out and eventually dies. This is the reality of every living being born into this world. And today is the commemoration and indeed the celebration of Mary's death. So two questions. One, if we're remembering Mary's death, why use the term dormition, to sleep? Why call death sleep? It sounds like a euphemism, like we don't want to be touched by what's really going on, so we call it sleep just to be nice. And second, why is death a celebration? Why is someone's death a great feast? Well, the reason it's a great celebration and the reason we call it sleep are one in the same reason. And the reason is the person of Jesus Christ. In Christ, death is not the end. In Christ, death does not have the final say. In Christ, death has lost its sting. In Christ, death is conquered. In Christ, death meets God face to face and God wins. In Christ, death is the beginning of new life. The child born of Mary has become Mary's own path to eternal life. And we know that Jesus died on the cross, and through that death, Jesus grants life to the world. This life of Christ is not just for himself, but it's a gift and it's a promise of life to all humanity. And what we see in Mary is simply the first fruits, the first recipient of the gift of life. She was the first to receive Christ in her heart and to say yes to the incarnation. And so she becomes the first to receive the gift of life. Her death is planted in her son, Jesus Christ. And though dead, she is now translated to life by the death and resurrection of the Son of God. And her earthly death is but a new beginning in the kingdom of heaven. So think back to those giant cedars I told you about, all in a straight line. They are alive and thrive because they're growing out of the death of another tree. They are alive because they are growing out of death. These cedars found life because another tree had died and become their source of life. And I bet you can see where I'm going with this. And this is one more way that nature becomes a revealer of the divine, really an image of this week's celebration. Mary's earthly death is planted in the death of her son because her life was planted in the death of her son. And so it becomes the beginning of new life. Jesus is the tree that laid itself down so that the rest of us might grow from it. And Mary is simply the first in line, as it were, of that row of new trees, of that row of new life. We see that reality presented in the blessing of flowers that we do on this feast, that tradition associated with this feast. You know, first of all, we bring flowers for Mary's funeral, as it were, because they're beautiful. I mean, beauty doesn't need another reason. Beauty alone is a reason. And Mary is beautiful, and we love her, and we want to express that love through beauty. But there is a second reason. Even though we don't need it, there is one. A second reason is that a flower grows and blooms only after a burial. Only after a burial. Whether seed or bulb, a flower's source is first buried in the earth, and then it blossoms to its full beauty. A flower is an image of life after death, an image of the resurrection, an image of the kingdom to come, because that which is buried rises more glorious than before, more glorious than we could have even imagined when that seed was first planted in the ground. And that really is the answer to our two questions. That's why Mary's death is a celebration, because it was a life planted in Christ, and that will always be the beginning of new life. And though it is death, we can't help but call it dormition. We can't help but call it sleep. Because when a person sleeps, what happens? They wake up again. I mean, that's what happens when one sleeps. One wakes up again. And so it is with the death of Mary. So it is with the death of all who are planted in Jesus Christ. Our death is but sleep, because we indeed will awaken again. Amen. Amen.